Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What's this about the Chicago Theater? Did it get sold, Dean?
Not exactly sold. It is it's owned by the Madison Square Garden company. Madison Square Garden, the venue, which also has concert venues around the country. It's got Radio City Music Hall in New York. It's got venues in a lot of different places. And the MSG, Madison Square Garden Company, is going to be split up. And the division which runs the Chicago Theater is going to be a new division, basically a whole new company that will be running it. So what that means for the future of the Chicago Theater, we don't know yet. But it is in the process of being split off like that. And probably they'll probably be some changes there. I'd be all up for a new, more comfortable seats there.
Oh yeah,
they're looking for some suggestions.
Okay, I hope they take that under advisement. Yeah. You'll be able to sit in a theater and see Grease again soon, won't you?
Yeah, I think this is kind of cool that the AMC theaters have decided to re-release the motion picture Grease into onto big screens. In honor of Olivia Newton-John, it's a $5 ticket at most AMC theaters, and $1 of that will go to breast cancer research in honor of Olivia Newton-John, who just passed away from that disease.
That's nice. Well, this is really sad.
He must tell it.
Oops. Sorry
Hello.
About that.
This,
here's some news that is really depressing about one of the best foreign correspondents anywhere, NBC's Richard Engel.
Yeah, just the horrible news that any parent would, find horrific. Anybody would find horrific. NBC chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel announced that his six-year-old son, Henry, died. He was suffering from a genetic brain disorder, one that was without treatment or cure. So this was expected, but the young man Henry passed away. Richard Engel posted he had the softest blue eyes, an easy smile, and contagious giggle. We always surrounded him with love, and he returned it and so much more. Just horrible, horrible, heartbreaking news. He posted some pictures of young Henry on Twitter, and it's even more heartbreaking. Such a cute little kid.
Sorry to hear that. When I was over at NBC5, had a chance to interview Richard many times. A terrific guy, and I've often wondered about his personal life because he is in all of the countries around the world whenever there's war, and you always think about a guy like that and how he manages a personal life, and then with that to deal with while he was doing his job, I can't even imagine how that must be.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, that because he's on the road covering wars, famine, disasters all over the world, that he probably regrets that he didn't spend more time at home, especially now after all of this. But either way, it's just, it's every parent's nightmare to think of losing a child, a six-year-old child. Horrible.
Awful, yeah. Lots of Bennifer partying this weekend, huh?
Yeah, they're all getting together in Riceboro, Georgia. That's where Ben Affleck owns a mansion, basically, on a property that is 100 acres. There is the main mansion. There are several homes on this site that will house many of his friends, his family, for the big wedding that's going to take place. They actually arrived in this coastal town yesterday, and Jen and Ben were seen just taking in the sights around town, doing a little bit of shopping, walking around with their kids, keeping it as low-key as you possibly can when you're Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, I suppose. But the rehearsal dinner is going to be tonight. I'm hoping it's like at an Applebee's or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That would be nice. And then the big wedding is tomorrow on the estate. Jennifer would like a Bloomin' Onion, please. I think that's a different restaurant, but you get the idea of the joke. And then they're going to have a big barbecue on Sunday. So it's a full weekend. Celebrities are supposed to be flying in like crazy. And they've been pretty forthcoming, releasing photos. They haven't been, with their wedding that they did in Las Vegas, they didn't really try to hide anything like a lot of celebrities do. So I'm guessing that maybe we're actually going to be able to see photos and, see some of this that will be going on, where a lot of celebrities, they put up tents and things like that. So you can't see anything that's going on. So we'll see. It's going to be a big weekend in Riceboro, Georgia.
All right. Well, you stake out the Applebee's there and then report Monday.
Yep.
What's on your list of things to do this weekend?
Concerts. So there are tons of them this weekend. Red Hot Chili Peppers at Soldier Field tonight. Boys to Men at the venue at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. Kendrick Lamar is at the United Center for tonight. Bad Bunny, who is top of the charts, Soldier Field tomorrow. Duran Duran is playing the United Center tomorrow night. Lou Gramm, who is the former frontman for the group Foreigner, is at the Des Plaines Theater on Saturday. Boz Scaggs at River Edge Park in Aurora on Saturday. Korn and Evanescence at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. That is on Saturday. And let me see, we've got Sister Act, the musical, at the Metropolis Performing Arts Center in Arlington Heights. We've got comedian George Wallace at Riddles Comedy Club in Alsip this weekend. Kevin James, comedian, back to his stand-up roots. He's at the Rosemont Theater. In case you haven't noticed, all the jets that are flying over the city, the Chicago Air and Water Show kicks off tomorrow and then continues Sunday with the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and the U.S. Army Golden Knights. Also, the 22nd annual Rib Fest Chicago will take place on Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park and Berteaux, and that's going to be going on through Sunday. I told you about the movie Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta back on big screens in honor of Olivia Newton-John. That's going on new at the movies this weekend. But there's also a movie that I really enjoyed called Beast. It stars Idris Elba, who plays a recently widowed doctor and husband, takes his two young daughters back to the South African hometown village of his late wife. Supposed to be a, like kind of a cathartic trip for the family to get in touch with the roots of the mother who has passed away. But when they get there, they find out that the small village is being ravaged by a lion. A lion who is just out to destroy all the humans. And this doctor and his daughters get trapped in a broken down Jeep. They have no way to call for help. The only way that they can get help by getting out of the Jeep and, walking to the nearest village. And if they do that, the lion is the beast, as he is called, is sure to get him. You want to talk about a white knuckler. You want to talk about a movie that is it's like Cujo with a lion. Or
Jurassic Park with a lion.
Yeah,
right?
Jurassic Park with a lion, Sharknado with a lion.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, there was, what was this Michael Douglas movie that was out maybe, 10, 15 years ago. There was a similar lion attack kind of premise. It's terrifying to watch this movie, and just a really, really effective, no-nonsense thriller. Many of the lions in this movie are computer generated. So, for those of you, concerned about treating animals humanely, they certainly did in the making of this movie. It's a very simple script. It's not complex. For once, a director understands that less is more and puts it up on the screen that way. It's really fun. Beast is the name of that movie, and I gave it a Dean's List B+.
And this just in, the Bloomin' Onion is featured at Outback.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So that's where Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez might be.
I'm going to look for them at places like that. You wouldn't think that they would be holding their rehearsal dinner like at a Denny's or anything like that. That's how you avoid the paparazzi.
Well, you get a lot of people, you need to save money. So.
Yeah, you get that, and you serve up 200-300 Grand Slam breakfasts and call it a day.
Dean, we'll listen to you here Sunday morning, and you have a good weekend.
You too, Bob. Thanks.